Welcome to the Formula One Teams Association Milan Fan Forum podcast, brought to you by Autosport and USB Content and powered by Pirelli. Let's join Autosport's Group F1 editor Jonathan Noble, who spoke exclusively to Team Lotus F1 driver Jarno Trulli.
Jarno Trulli, welcome to the FOTA Fans Forum, kind of your first experience event like this. How did you find it?
Very interesting. As I've always said, it's important to get closer to the people. As much as driving the car on street circuit, it's important to get actually the drivers and team members to talk directly with the fans and get the questions from them. Because we can have a kind of relationship and build up a credit towards us and towards the sport of Formula One. So it was a very interesting afternoon. We have talked about anything which really goes around Formula One.
Do you find it hard on a Grand Prix weekend to kind of get close to the fans when you're so busy with engineering meetings and on-track action?
It's true, because our schedules are always extremely tight from the morning until the evening. Sometimes we also have a very tough day, and I can admit that, you know, in general I'm a pretty easy person, but I have had some days where, you know, I didn't want to talk or see or sign any autograph. So obviously this can happen. But days before, like this one, before the Grand Prix weekend, it makes everything easier for anyone.
How's the interaction with fans changed since you've been in Formula One? I mean, when you started, I think very few people kind of knew what the internet was. Twitter was only a dream for somebody. How different is it now for you in terms of getting close to the people who follow you?
It's very different, whether it's the web or whether it's this kind of event. We definitely have a better communication with the people and with our fans. I trust more in this kind of events rather than the web, just because the web sometimes can twist things around, and I believe more talking directly to the people rather than chatting or sending a message or saying I'm there or I'm doing this. So, but it's anyway important to let the people know, and especially to get the people around the team, around this Grand Prix atmosphere. Let them feel that they are part of the game. Mm.
It's the Italian Grand Prix at Monza this weekend, your home event. How much are you looking forward to getting out there, and what can we expect from Team Lotus?
It's a bit strange to say, but the Italian Grand Prix is as important as everyone else. It's not any difference apart the fact that I can walk out of my circuit and hotel and just speak Italian rather than English or German or whatever. So that's the only big difference. Obviously, Monza has a special feeling, atmosphere. It's very warm because of the tifosi, especially Ferrari tifosi, because in Italy it's all about Ferrari. So it's always nice for any drivers to come and race here in Monza, hoping that we have a good weather forecast, because you don't want to have a wet weekend in Monza.
One of the questions from the fans was regarding Italian drivers in Formula One. Maybe 20 years ago, half the grid was Italian, and now it's just you and Vittorio Liuzzi. Why do you think that's happening, and how do you see the future for Italian drivers in Formula One?
I think it's difficult really to talk about it, but now we have had a lot of English, we have had a lot of German, we have had a lot of Brazilian. I think it's some era. We have had something like 10 Italian drivers, and now we have a lot of German drivers. It depends from some circumstances, and also it depends from the talent which comes from one country or another. Now it's time for the German, it's time for the English, and it's not time for the Italians. And I just hope that soon someone is going to come, a good Italian driver, to replace me.
Do you think anyone will be ever as popular as Ferrari in Italy?
No, honestly, I don't think so. Ferrari is a myth. And as an Italian and as an Italian driver, I have to admit that anyway, we have to be proud of that, because there is nothing any close to Ferrari all around the world.
One of the questions at the end was regarding ticket prices, and one of the fans saying he could spend €500 taking himself to the race on Sunday or take his family away for a weekend holiday. As a driver, do you worry that the grandstands aren't full, that more should be being done to entice more fans to the sport?
to be honest, we do care more than what the people think. Oh, personally, I do care. I always watch around during the race weekend in order to understand how popular and how important is the race weekend, is this event, let's say, whether it's Monza, whether it's Turkey, or whether it's, I don't know, Montreal or Silverstone. First of all, you understand how popular is Formula One and how passionate are the people from that country. But the second problem is how expensive it is. And we know that, unfortunately, these days, money is a matter. At the moment, it's, you know, we are living in a difficult situation, I think, worldwide, not only European-wide. So I think we need to help people to get closer to Formula One, like today's event, but as well help people to get in a Formula One circuit and feel the Formula One and be a little bit easier for them to get the family. In US, they have package for families where you can bring kids and, you know, don't pay for that for them. At the moment, Formula One is very expensive, but there are kind of, we need to find, not we, but they need to find the balance in order to find a solution to have a less expensive ticket and bring more people on the circuit.
Talking about your own season, we're now entering the final phase of the campaign. What's your summary of the year and how difficult have these power steering issues been for you?
Well, I must admit it's been quite a tough season for me to adapt to this power steering problem. Nevertheless, very often I have had very good race pace. It's funny enough that what was my strength before, this year became my weakness, qualifying with, you know, with a light car, with this power steering, I've been struggling quite a lot. But when was time to race, I've always performed pretty well. And so far, you know, I still have the best 2-13 position, which are still the best result for the team so far. But obviously now with the new power steering, by the end of the season, I just want to raise my game and try to really get the best out of myself and out of the car.
And do you feel Team Lotus is building the foundations for the future, that going into next season things will be much stronger?
I think so. I think we were a bit optimistic for this season. But what happened is that after a first, let's say, start-up season, we needed to go through, let's say, a season like that in order to establish ourselves, to get more comfortable and stronger in every area. And definitely what we are doing now, we are building up our future for the 2012. That we know that with the introduction of several news, technical, especially like cars, we're going to jump up quite a lot in terms of performance. So I believe we're going to find ourselves right in the midfield where we want to be.
And finally, one of the most interesting questions, one of the fans asked Nico that if the top drivers are all in the same car, who would come out on top? Now, if you were in one of those cars, where would you be?
Exactly like Nico said, just ahead of Nico. I would say it would be enough, because if he's half a lap ahead, I would be happy to be just a bit ahead of him.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Let's rejoin Jonathan Noble, Autosport's Group F1 editor, who caught up with Mercedes GP Petronas driver Nico Rosberg.
Nico Rosberg, the Fota Fans Forum, your first experience of this kind of event. How do you find it?
Well, I think it's always good to give something back to the fans, yeah, and it's a very open thing, yeah, where anybody can come, anybody can ask the questions, and they all get answered, and we try and make it as interesting as possible. So I think it's a great thing.
Have you had any interaction like this before with the fans? Because F1 weekends, normally you're running between debriefs and the motorhome and signing autographs.
No, of course. It's something that I always consider, and everybody in F1 considers it. So we have several of these sort of things in different manners, yeah, where we get very close to the fans.
Do you find these days you're getting actually closer and more interaction with fans? We have Twitter, you know, the growth of websites and stuff, events like this, that nowadays it's a world away from how it was when your dad was racing?
It's just different. When my dad was racing, there wasn't even such thing as a paddock pass, I think, and people could just wander around and things like that. Maybe not that extreme, but in a way, it was just much more open. And now it's different. Now it's much more closed up, but at the same time, much more interaction in the media and things like that. So I don't think you can really compare.
It seems a lot of support out there for you from the fans urging you on this weekend and talking about maybe a Ferrari future as well. I think Jarno was joking. Do you find a kind of link with the Italians?
Oh, for sure. No, a really good link with the Italians. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. It's a culture that I get on with really, really well. Probably even the best of all. And all my good friends are Italian, and I speak Italian, and I really enjoy being in Italy also. So it's going to be a great, great weekend here, and I hope that I get a lot of support also from the Italian fans. Although surely, obviously, they're going to be cheering on the Ferrari team.
There's one interesting question where one of the fans asked, all top eight drivers put in equal cars, who would come out on top? What was your response to that?
You didn't understand that one. I said I'd be half a lap in front of everybody else. But I was just joking. I think the driving level is very close, yeah, out of all the top drivers. So I think it would be a close call. But definitely, I think I would do very well.
We're heading to Monza, the Italian Grand Prix. The Mercedes GP straight line speed this year has been fantastic. You led in Spa. Are you heading to this weekend with a bit of confidence that you could be pushing for a podium finish?
We have the Mercedes engine in the back. So that's a big advantage, and that's why I think we can do well here, and I'm hoping that we can do a little bit better than recent races. Already Spa seemed to be a little bit of a step forward for us in terms of results. So maybe Monza is a track that suits us even better, and who knows, maybe we can do a little bit of a surprise.
Do you feel the team is finally making a few steps forward? We had a quite promising pre-season test. Season started well, then a bit of a dip. And is the recovery being made now?
I think we're not going to see big things anymore this year from us. Where I can see the big steps forward is in terms of factory. Because Mercedes is pushing hard, to get new employees to strengthen the factory. Yeah, and that's where you can really see things happening with Bob Bell starting in. And already his influence, you can see it's a big, big change, and a lot of other people and everything, and just restructuring, and so it's a bright future ahead of us, I think.
And the fans were obviously asking again about Michael Schumacher and the challenge you've had against him, and he's been looming large in your mirrors a bit closer these days. How have you found kind of the way he's coming, and how are you two working together?
Generally, we work well together, and it's a very interesting experience for me to work with him. So. Nothing bad to say about that, and it's always a big challenge to beat him.
And confidence for next year, that you've talked about the team coming together, the winter, the lessons of the last two seasons. Are you kind of upbeat and optimistic and keen to get that first win?
I hope so. I mean, it would be very nice to win a race, definitely, and I'm confident that it can happen next year.
And more photo fan events in the future?
I think we'll be changing round, I think, so other drivers are going to do it, and then sometime in the future I'll do it again, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Autosport's Group F1 editor Jonathan Noble spoke to Pirelli's Director of Motorsport, Paul Hembry.
Paul Hembry, Director of Motorsport at Pirelli. How did you find the Photo Fan Forum then?
That is very interesting, and I think it's obviously a great opportunity, and everyone's going to say this, for the fans to get some access to people in the sport, and I think that's something that's becoming more evident with the arrival of different communication streams in the world, and social networking is the buzzword, but it's important. I think in many cases they want answers, and some of them are very, very specialised, of course, technical specialised questions. Others are purely from a fan's point of view, and others almost political, why certain decisions are made. So I think it's a great opportunity. Maybe they don't get always the questions asked or answered that they want, but I think it's a good step forward. I think we'll see a lot more of it in the future.
Are events like this more important as we try and expand the interaction between those involved in Formula One and their supporters?
Absolutely. If we want to, as a sport, attract the younger generation, anyone who's got teenage children or younger these days knows that their lives revolve around this method of communication, these new methods of communication, and you've got to be part of it. You can't be a dinosaur, you can't stick your head in the ground, it has to happen, and I think these are great initiatives.
What do you think was the most important things you took out of today listening to what the fans are asking you and what they're asking the others involved on the panel?
I think what you take away is that they clearly have a lot of a lot more detailed questions than you could probably imagine. I think you could be maybe taken into full sense of security, just thinking that all they do is want to turn the telly on, they watch it and turn off, and they clearly don't. They carry on. They carry on thinking about what they've seen, they carry on thinking about what's going on, and for them it's not just about the race on Sunday, it's about the whole sport, in 360 degrees, and that's something that all of us, be it people like us, suppliers, sponsors and teams, drivers, all need to take into account, and we probably need to create more involvement for the sport as we go forward.
the fans were asking you questions about future tyre allocation, the colour of the tyres and regulation changes for the future. Where are we heading on all that front?
Yeah, it's quite amazing that people really can get interested in tyres. You know, that's always the joke we have. You know, we just make the tyres, but it shows that I think we have brought some character to the sport through a product such as a tyre. Where we're going, we're trying to make some proposals, and I think next year's going to be too early, but we are willing to talk with the teams. The team principals, I think, is where we need to start with that and say, look, you know, we think we could do A, B or C. I know a lot of people actually have said they like the idea of a quality tyre. The teams at the moment say no because they think the qualifying's working well enough, but I have to say from the comments we've had, there's a lot of people going, well, actually, that sounds like a good thing. Drivers we've certainly spoken to from previous eras when there were qualifying tyres said they loved the tension of having to do that perfect lap and not having maybe a second chance. So there's a number of elements there that as a tyre maker we hope we can offer to the sport. It's up to the sport, of course, if it wants to do it, not us. But we hope that these sorts of initiatives will also get the fans behind it. You know, we'd like to know what they want to do, of course. You know, what would they like to see from a tyre maker in if they know from a tyre maker in motorsport? You know, we've tried to be very open and approachable as a company when we've come in, and it was one of the reasons why we were chosen, actually, because they really appreciated our enthusiastic and open approach and willingness to be flexible, you know, and not tell the sport what they needed, but to actually follow what they feel, you know, they want from a tyre maker, not the other way around.
Some elements that may be small details to you, for example, the colour of the sidewalls, very important for the fans. Where are we heading with those next season? Will those current four stay the same?
I think the colours are going to change. Maybe one, two might sort of stay the same, but I think we're going to change them. We're looking at new processes of marking the tyre to get much more visibility. To do that, we need to work on paint processes, which sounds, you know, oh, you just get a can of paint and spray the tyres, but, you know, you've got 60,000 tyres to do. You also want to use, you know, there's fluorescent paints that are around, but printing on a curve is very difficult, you know, and the tyre or sidewall obviously is curved, so to get that right is quite a complex process, but we're on to it. We're wanting to try and improve that. The fans have made a clear statement that they like what we're doing, but could you please help us identify what's on the car? So we have to react to that, and for next season we're certainly hoping that we'll be able to solve that.
We're here in Milan at the Pirelli headquarters. Just down the road is Monza. We're heading to the Italian Grand Prix. What are your predictions? What are you expecting from this weekend?
Well, you know, Monza, like a lot of the historic European races, is always an emotional race. It's the sort of race where everybody should go once in their life, you know, and I think we're going to see a very strong battle actually in this race, because the aero is less important, you know, and a lot of the cars have similar engines. So I think, as we've seen in previous Monza races, it can end up throwing a few things in the air and maybe changing the rule book and of what we've seen so far this season. Having said that, most people certainly aren't going to bet past a Red Bull, are they? I think you've got to say, you know, let's hope for a Ferrari win at home, you know. I'd want a British win in UK, and I think a Ferrari win here in Italy would ignite the fans, you know, and that's something that you've got to remember, that the sport is about the fans, and it's not always about winning. Sometimes you want a bit of emotion in there, and I think a Ferrari winning in Monza is one of those big emotional experiences that everyone would like to experience.
Talking about the fans, one of the questions that came up towards the end related to ticket prices, and one of the fans said he could spend €500 taking himself to the Grand Prix on Sunday, or €500 taking his wife and kids away on holiday for the weekend. Is spectator attendance an issue for Pirelli as well?
Well, I know the ticket prices because we bought a lot of tickets for the guys in the office, and so it was pretty expensive. It is expensive. We've seen this on a number of events around the world this year, that prices have gone very high, and it is excluding a lot of people from going to the events. And I think Stefano Domenicali really responded very well by that, saying it's a complex issue because a lot of factors involved, and that's to do with, you know, obviously the way the money circulates in the sport. But at the end of the day, we all want to see more fans at the circuit because we have these beautiful circuits, and we need to fill the tribune. So definitely it's something as a sport we need to look at, and you know, we're part of that. You know, we're bringing, I think, about 1,000 people we're bringing along to Monza this weekend. So we know exactly how much the tickets cost. And we've got to do better.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you.
For the final time, let's hear from Jonathan Noble, Autosport's Group F1 editor, who spoke to Scuderia Ferrari team principal Stefano Domenicali.
The first thing that I can say is that it's interesting to see and see how the young people are giving signals and inputs to our world. And it's important to not under-evaluate or underestimate what they are saying, because you know what is important in Formula One, that we really connect with the young generation. And this is something that I feel fundamental for our future. And this is an occasion where you really see the need for that. And it's great to see the output of the forum that we have today. I think there are a lot of things that we need to work together in order to improve the situation. In terms of regulations, stability is a priority. Stability will help the people to understand Formula One, will help the team to spend less. And then there is, of course, a lot of commercial stuff that we need to take care of in order to make sure that we will enlarge the possibility to have more contact with the people around the world, and to give the chance to the people that want to attend the Grand Prix to come and spend less. That's a lot of things that has to be discussed, and I think it's the right time to do it.
The Fota Fans Forum, your first experience of it. How did you find it? How different to your expectations?
I think it was very interesting. I mean, that was my first attendance, but of course, for example, Luke, our press officer, was in walking the other time, so I know exactly how it was, but I think it's very positive. I see that young people are really there to try to communicate with us and giving signal to us that we don't have to underestimate. And I think that also the role of the media and the new media is important, because we have the possibility to enlarge the basis of our fan. And it's on our side to make sure that if you are able to enlarge the basis of our fans, we are able to connect with all of them. So I think it's good.
Is it important that the teams and drivers and people, you get close to the fans these days, that, you know, we have the internet growing, Twitter, I know you're not on Twitter, but Ferrari are on Twitter. Is it important that you make this link now?
No, I think so. I mean, I'm not on Twitter and on Facebook as a person, because I don't have the time to do it, but I know that it's important as a company, as we're doing, to be connected. And I think it's fundamental. It's really good, and I mean, in any case, that's the trend of the new world. So we need to make sure that we are giving the right message to all the people.
What are the key things you'll take away from today, having listened to what the fans are asking and what their key concerns were?
I think first one is attention to the price of the tickets, because that's a fundamental thing that we see. Then I define that they want to be more in contact with us when they are there. And then, of course, the other thing is they are very interested in the technical regulation. So our aim has to be to make sure that technical regulations are stable and clear and simple for everyone to understand.
And the fans are obviously keen to know how well Ferrari are going to go this weekend. A lot of people tipping Fernando. What's your mood heading into Monza?
Well, the mood is, as always, when we are in front of Monza, we feel the pressure of it. We know that is a very important event for all of us, but you know, I'm used to that pressure, and we need to keep that under control, because we know that this year, above all, the situation is more tough, because competitors are very strong. But we have the chance to do a good job, and this is our target.
And I think you mentioned to the Ferrari fans in the audience that the team now feels more confident on its tyre temperatures, understanding the tyres, dealing with the tyres. Have you made big progress in that area in recent weeks?
I think that that's for sure an area of attention that we need to improve a lot. We see that in certain conditions we have really improved, in others still difficult. So at home, a lot of things to do.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to all of you.
Thanks for listening to the Formula One Teams Association Milan Fan Forum podcast, brought to you by Autosport and USP Content, and powered by Pirelli.